I stand up too quickly and go all dizzy. God forbid I should faint before I get there. Unsteadily, I put on my jacket, grab the carrier bag by the door, and stagger out of the house. It's time to go to A&E. Evening. Accident and Emergency is full of the usual sick-looking people seated in blue corporate-looking chairs. Coughing adults, grizzling kids, and some poor unfortunate person sitting three places from me who has a tea towel wrapped around a bloody hand. The gore seeping through the cheesecloth makes my stomach rumble, and my eye teeth begin to sharpen. I purse my lips to hide them. I hope Griffin hurries up. The seat next to me is empty, but as I look at it, I see the blue cushion depress with the impression of someone's butt. Mr. Nobody.
You look like shit, says an invisible Griffin.
Hey, thanks, I reply. Have you got it? I'm talking out of the side of my mouth, still trying not to show my teeth.
That depends, he says. Have you got my clothes?
I wave the carrier bag. Yes. Everyone ignores this exchange. For one thing, they've got their own problems. For another, I imagine a crazy guy talking to himself is a common sight in A&E.
Come on, says Griffin,